got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
The Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, just halftime show, ain't it?
They had a halftime show, and during the halftime show, not only they got the cheerleaders. See, you can see the cheerleaders standing right off to the left in the black.
Mm-hmm. You sure that's a cheerleader?
No, those are cheerleaders.
You can't tell these days.
Yeah, no, those are the Milwaukee Buck cheerleaders right there.
Yeah, I can see them, man.
See them right there in black?
Yeah, they look, you know, good.
But they was having some kind of pride night or pride month or something. They had some
drags.
Who was
the other two huge women? It was some big-ass women.
Yeah, that's the two couple drag
them
queens.
Women big as hell. How big are them women? Yeah. About 6'3", 6'4", ain't they? About 220.
Got
them like wide receivers.
Yeah, there was drag. They had a drag for perform. Hold up,
anxiety. Calm down. Your anxiety's kicking in.
Yeah, the drag. They had a drag performance during halftime of the NBA game.
During halftime.
Yeah, this was during halftime.
During halftime at an NBA basketball game.
Check it out. Yeah. See the women. See how the cheerleaders are dancing, but look at the drags. They dress more provocatively.
I'm going to lie, the one in the green skirt ain't half bad, you know.
How about the one in yellow?
She's too big for me. She's about three times my size.
Well, I'm honestly
being facetious. You think I'm being serious?
Yeah, look, seriously. But seriously, if
they look like women, though.
No, but seriously, if you didn't tell me, I would think those were women.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I am kind of far away, you know what I'm saying? I bet you how many of those people in the crowd.
You got to get up close, Keith. Then you start to see that stubble. Then you start to see them features. You can fool me about 200 yards away.
Yeah.
But when I get right up on them, I'm like, wait a minute.
Your damn jawline looks hard as shit.
That damn Addis apple look big as hell.
You got some damn shoulders on your ass.
What's up with them big ass hands you got, bitch?
No, but
Look at your cheerleaders, how they were performing. Then you look at the drag queens. That's what they like to be called, right? Drag queens? Drag out.
Yeah, it was drag night.
Drag queens, okay. Okay, you got your cheerleaders. You see how they're performing. Then you look at the drag queens. There's a stark difference.
Yeah, the cheerleaders, they dressed a certain way.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason why you have those cheerleaders dressed a certain way because you don't want them to be over-sexualized?
You would feel that the cheerleaders are being inappropriate. Why do they have to dress that way when a man can dress and do whatever he wants? It's a man's world, that's why.
It's a man's world.
It's a patriarchy.
Damn, James Brown made that was a hit. It's a man's world.
You live in a patriarchy. A patriarchy. That's why men can do it and women can't. That's why men can compete against females. It's a patriarchy. And women, they're easily manipulated.
That's not what they think, though.
No, I was being facetious.
Okay. You had me going there for a second.
What?
Hey, but if you ever went to an NBA game, those words that come out those players' mouths, they cussing. They calling each other niggas.
Hey, niggas, stop fouling.
It's like you at the damn park. Hey, nigga, get off me. In your face, nigga. Y'all, the people, that's why they don't have mics by the court. These niggas are cussing 20 the whole game. There's no there's no standards of what they can and cannot say on the court.
I mean, this is the next logical, you know, thing to occur. Drag queens. Got a bunch of niggas out there cussing each other out, falling, becoming all violent. We should have seen this coming.
Y'all remember that game? It was Detroit against
Indiana Pacers.
Was it the Indiana Pacers, that big fight?
Yeah, it was in the Palace. They did a documentary on that on Netflix. Yeah. They call it
Malice at the Palace. It was fitting.
Which is kind of crazy, though, because they made it out like black people were. If you look at the documentary, it was messed up.
What did
Because they was talking down about the players, saying they're animals, they're criminals, they're thugs. And then a white guy in the stadium started everything.
Threw a bill on one of them.
He threw a bill and started everything. But they was calling all the players thugs, criminals, mental illness, and all this.
Yeah.
When a white person actually...
Well, that did look crazy as hell.
Yeah.
I remember one of the basketball players, a fat dude, came on the court, said, "What's up?" Then that dude said, "Bam!" Knocked that fat ass off. It was one of the fans or something.
Yeah, you shouldn't walk onto the Anyway, let's get back to the damn
but
halftime.
But the reason why I brought that up, these at the basketball game, that's not actually a family-friendly place to begin with.
Yeah, it's not.
There's a lot of cursing going on. I remember they had a mic. They picked up something. LeBron just said, get the fuck off me.